media tyrant, an overbearing broadcasting, publishing, or editorial power. The media has historically been a main source of news, sports, and entertainment in America. In a free market world of competition for viewership, the media is a minimal threat to the people. However, when a monopoly or cartel is formed in any arena, there is a resultant threat to the people. Typically, cost of services and products rise while service quality and variety decreases. The business world in America has gravitated toward big corporations. Many times a startup has as its goal to grow to a point where it's bought by a big corporation in the same business. Mergers are quite common as one big corporation wants to gain leverage by eliminating competition and increasing its customer base. The natural forces which tend toward monopoly and cartel have to be intentionally and actively restricted by a government in the interest of the people. We've seen the common political persuasion of the historically competing media outlets disappear as they form a cartel to accomplish their political agenda. As a result, the news, sports, and entertainment have become a homogenized, propagandized instrument of social and political change. When all the media outlets, at least the major ones, present a single perspective on everything in our society, we're in danger of losing our way. This is where we are today. President Trump was attacked by a cartel of media tyrants so that in conjunction with tech tyrants and political tyrants, he was misrepresented, stymied, and ultimately defrauded of re-election.